This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station, and we are the day before Halloween, and certainly that will be noted. You hear the movie theme, that means it's time for this week's edition of CinemaJet. David Fair alongside Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, and always glad to have you in studio.
Great to be here, as always.
Are you a Halloween fan?
I love Halloween. Yeah.
Now, we are adults. Do you still dress up?
You know, I dress up in around the house. I don't really go out, but yeah, celebrate in my own way. You know, make some popcorn, put on some scary movies, yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Halloween candy, Twix.
Twix.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's among the top five pop most
it is
popular.
For me. Yeah.
You know, it's very good though.
It's crunchy. It's chewy. It's it's a lot of fun.
Wow, you're a walking advertisement. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. Well, let's talk some movies. There's going to be something special happening in downtown Ann Arbor tonight.
Yeah, there's a red carpet premiere of a film, the film Sex Radical, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. Tickets are on sale, but limited quantity remains. The film is set at the turn of the 20th century. The powerful federal censor Anthony Comstock believed he was on a holy mission to save America's youth from sexual sin, but when he tried to silence the visionary feminist Ida Craddock, she would have the last word, and so defending the right of a woman to control her own person, she risked everything. And this is a film by Andy Kirshner, starring Emily Sutton Smith, Priscilla Lindsay, and Joey Albright, and the screening will be sponsored by the Center for the Education of Women Plus, the Stamp School of Art and Design, and the Institute of Research for Women and Gender, and the James and Ann Duderstadt Center at the University of Michigan.
As we continue to talk about peoples and human rights and gender rights, this is very topical.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, that is tonight at 8 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. Again, limited quantity of tickets remain. Opening this weekend, I think a lot of folks are going to pay attention to the new Emma Stone movie. It's called Begonia. And, you know, I only have what I've seen on trailers to base it on, but it seems absolutely bizarre and wonderful.
Yeah, so this is opening tonight at the State and in multiplayer. It's about two conspiracy-obsessed men who kidnap the CEO of a major company when they become convinced that she's an alien who wants to destroy Earth. And this is from director Yorgos Lanthimos, and is starring Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons. And yes, it looks very bizarre. If people were familiar with Poor Things that came out a few years ago, that was another one from Yorgos Lanthimos.
And Emma Stone.
Right. Yeah. So if that was,
she won an Academy Award for that. She was nominated.
Yeah,
she
was nominated at least. Yeah. I can't quite remember where it fell, but yeah, a lot of nominations for that one, and I would assume a lot of nominations for this one in the future as well.
Well, very interesting. So it's going to be interesting to see if that does big box office on a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
What else is happening downtown?
Opening at the Michigan tomorrow is Nouvelle Vague. This is another from director Richard Linklater, who currently has a film Blue Moon also playing at the Michigan, so two for Linklater this month. After writing for Cahiers du Cinéma, young Jean-Luc Godard decides making films is the best film criticism. He gets Georges de Beauregard to fund a low-budget feature featuring a treatment with Francois Truffaut about a gangster couple, and that film becomes the film Breathless.
Well, there's some big names in there.
Yeah, right?
So, interesting. Two movies from one guy in a month. That's rather unusual, isn't it?
He's been busy, that's for sure, yeah.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. One of them's probably been sitting in the can for a year.
Yeah, probably.
So, that is Halloween night.
Yeah.
One that I imagine would be rather popular, K-pop Demon Hunters as a sing-along event.
That's right. This film came out earlier in the month and is now streaming on Netflix, but it's back in theaters for 1 week only. We're going up, 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 and now it's your moment. Back by popular demand on Halloween weekend, you can seal the Hanmoon and sing your favorite K-pop Demon Hunter songs with Hunter X and the Saja Boys in this full-length sing-along version of the Netflix hit film.
Do you have the whole catalog of Hunter X and the Saja Boys?
Not at the top of my head, no.
I don't know that I've ever heard it. But it has an audience that is absolutely immense throughout not only our country, but the world.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Late Night Classic series is going to continue, and in the spirit of the season.
Yes. Tonight, you can still catch Carnival of Souls at 8 o'clock. After a traumatic incident, a woman becomes drawn to a mysterious abandoned carnival. And this is from director Herc Harvey. But the film is primarily known for its organ score by Gene Moore. There's very little dialogue throughout this film, but the organ score is so haunting. This is one of my favorite horror films of all time, and I'm really excited. To
from
see
1962,
this one. Yeah, from
an oldie
1962.
But a goodie.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead, that is certainly a one that has retained its popularity over the years.
That's right. That is playing tomorrow,
Halloween
at 9:30. The original zombie film from director George A. Romero, starring Dwayne Jones, about a ragtag group of Pennsylvanians who barricade themselves in an old farmhouse to remain safe from a horde of flesh-eating ghouls that are ravaging the northeast of the United States.
And sounds so, perfect for
and
Halloween.
So, yeah, the word zombie is never actually said in the film, but this is known as the first zombie film as we know them today.
And that was 1968, all these years later,
yeah.
And we are overrun with zombie movies. The Michigan Theater Community Film Club, how has that been going since you first started that? Are you starting to get a lot of interest?
Yes, this will be the third one, I believe, but each month it gets a little bit more popular. And on Monday, November 3rd at 6 o'clock at Hearsay Brewing and Theater in Ann Arbor, we'll be discussing genre evolution, classical into modern horror, and so we're talking about historical horror and its relationship to the modern horror genre, as we had Frankenstein that marked the second major re-release of a truly classic movie monster after 2024's fantastic interpretation of Nosferatu, and so we'll compare how those two films, you know, compared to the originals.
And this is not just a movie discussion. It's
kind
of a whole interactive evening.
Yeah, interactive activities, trivia and games, craft beers and tasty food, and of course mingling with the Michigan Theater staff.
Well, excellent. The Michigan Theater Community Film Club has certainly been an interesting undertaking, and I only assume it's going to grow over the months to come.
Yeah.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Nick Alderank and the iconic leading ladies of film noir. I love that this is coming back to the big screen.
Yeah, Double Indemnity will be playing on Tuesday, November 4th at 7 o'clock in our Art House Revival series. And this month, where it's Noirvember, so we're going to be celebrating film noir with this film that really kind of marks the beginning of that film noir style. Insurance salesman Walter Neff, played by Fred McMurray, gets into a murderous scheme when he falls for sensual Phyllis Dietrichson, played by the great Barbara Stanwyck, who is intent on killing her husband.
Barbara Stanwyck is a great movie actress.
Yeah.
She was also very popular on television. Fred McMurray,
yeah.
You just thought of him as the nice guy from My Three Sons way back when.
Yeah.
John Waters is not only controversial, he's compelling, he's interesting, he is divisive, he is all you could want in one human being, and he's coming to town.
Yes, on Saturday, November 22nd, he's going to bring his all-new spoken word show, Going to the Extremes, live at the Michigan Theater. And so leading up to that, we're going to be celebrating Waters Wednesdays with a little short retrospective on his work, starting with Female Trouble from 1974, that is playing Wednesday, November 5th at 7 o'clock. It's about an obese woman played by Divine who gives birth to an obnoxious child and embarks upon a bizarre and violent life of crime.
It may not need to be said, but I'll say it anyway. Not for children.
No, absolutely not.
Not anything to do with John Waters.
Very few of his films are for children.
So just keep that in mind. Yeah. If you're in charge of the kids that night, don't go.
Yeah.
There is a movie that is going to be filmed next year that is focused right here at home. It's going to, what's it going to be called? Ann Arbor?
It's called Ann Arbor. That's right. So we're going to have a movie fundraiser on Wednesday, November 5th from 6 to 9 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. A fundraising kickoff for this original feature film from Trevor Joe. The upcoming film tells the story of a chance encounter in Ann Arbor that reignites a connection between two former best friends, forcing them to confront the paths they've taken and the dreams they left behind, so you can be a part of bringing Ann Arbor to the big screen and join us for this unforgettable evening of community cinema and celebration at our iconic Michigan Theater. And every ticket supports the production of the film, plus your contribution is tax deductible.
It is always fun when you see your town in a film and you recognize all of the facades and things like that. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, and we'll have a panel discussion with Trevor Joe, the writer-director, Russ Collins.
You may
have heard of him. Laura Saginaw of
From Zygmunt's. From right.
Jim Robert, a pioneer and teacher and actor, and David Preibel, who was a producer, plus food and drinks, a raffle, and a lot of surprises along the way.
So again, that's Wednesday, November 5th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. Now, at the Michigan in State, there are still a couple of movies playing that if you missed them up until now, you have an opportunity.
Yeah, Blue Moon is still continuing, mentioned before, starring Ethan Hawke, another one from Linklater. And at the State, you can still catch Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
How's that gone over?
It's been a little slow at the box office, but it's a very, very good film. I encourage people to go see. If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, now
still
playing at the
title.
State. And one more week to catch Frankenstein at the State as well.
And with Halloween in mind, how has that movie been going over? Because you know you're going to get a unique perspective from Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, tremendously. We had a huge weekend for that film.
I love to hear that.
And what's your favorite Halloween candy, by the way?
My favorite Halloween candy? I'm not a candy guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go way deep. I like sweet tarts.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like a little tart with my sweet. So that's where I go. So pick a favorite Halloween candy. Pick a favorite Halloween movie. Get out to the theater and enjoy. Be safe out there. For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair. And Nick, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Nick Alderink is Cinema Programming Director at Marquee Arts, running the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor, and my partner each Thursday for Cinema Chat. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.